Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 391, the stanzas 1 through 4. When morning lights the eastern skies, O Lord, thy mercy show. On thee alone my hope relies. Let me thy kindness know. And what follows, 391, the four stanzas.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Acts 2, the verses 1 through 21. But first we will read the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Acts 2, the first 21 verses. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. And now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, as saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born, of Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia, and in Judea, and in Cappadocia, in Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, in Egypt, and in the parts of Libya, about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Others mocking said, These men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, a blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. and Mrs. Hank and the Anna Clock, who were blessed with the birth of a baby girl, and Mr. Hank Van Harten, who received open heart surgery in this past week and is still in the Calgary Hospital. Oh, let us try to ask the Lord for an indispensable blessing. O Lord of the heavens and of the earth, it has pleased thee in thy tender mercy and in thy divine providence that thou hast granted unto us and our children another Lord's Day. And may it please thee, because, O Lord, thou knowest, it is not to be found in the natural heart, but may it please thee by thy Spirit, by the first time and by renewal, to grant that bewonderment, to grant that humility, and with a heart that goes out after thee, with a desire that thou may receive all the honor and all the praise. Where thou wast watched over us as a congregation, each and every one of us, from the youngest to the oldest, wherever we were called to be, then thou was spared, then thou was protected, thou was cared, and thou has provided. Then thou hast continued in thy great mercy to place a fiery wall round about us. And, Lord, that can never be because we deserved it, because we have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We sin with our thoughts, with our words, and with our deeds. And on account of our deep fallen Adam, we are transgressors from the womb, and we daily sin in so many ways. Ah, Lord, then we humbly ask thee on this special day that thou may work lovingly and mightily with thy Holy Spirit, that thou leaveth not us and our children untouched with the hard and with the stony heart, but that we may become small before thee. It is the day that we may remember and commemorate the glorious and rich outpouring of thy Holy Spirit upon thy church, where they were filled with the Holy Spirit, a saving knowledge of the third person of the Trinity as the sealer of their salvation, and that the apostles, that they were given such a freedom and such a liberty to declare the whole counsel of God. And, Lord, then it was thy time. It was a church that was gathered with prayer and with supplication. And then thou knowest most perfectly in this past week and in this morning hour how it has been with us and our children, Lord. And may there have been those where the matter was bound upon the heart. A prayer unto thee, the living God, an opening at the throne of grace, exercised with the coming of thy kingdom and with the glory of thy name. May there have been souls where there may have been a little wrestling, a pleading with thee as thy church that was gathered in that upper room. And, Lord, may it then be on this very day, under different and solemn circumstances, some of the congregation, a smaller part, may gather in this morning hour. Thou knowest how they have come up. May it have not only been with gladness, but with the prayer that it may become Pentecost for them. But, Lord, the greatest part of the congregation on this special and notable day, they are called upon to remain in their homes. It was not their choice. May there be many in their homes with that burden, with those lively desires, and with the cry unto thee, the living God, that although they are not in thy house when they may listen along, that it may also become a Pentecost in the dwellings, with the rich, the loving, and the mighty work of the Holy Spirit. Lord, there are still so many for their own account, but may it please thee, come down with thy Spirit, with thy power and with thy blood, and do a great work amongst us, that many sinners, our boys and our girls, our young people, our middle-aged, and our elderly ones, that they may be pricked in their heart, and that in this day, that astonishing supernatural work may be wrought in their hearts to receive those new desires and longings and to become new creatures in Christ Jesus. The prophet of old has said, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Ah, may it be granted in this day that thou may grant sons and daughters that they may be given to prophesy, young men to see visions, old men to dream dreams, upon servants and handmaidens, that thou will pour out thy spirit. Ah, Lord, thou hast promised that thy word shall not return void unto thee. The greatest judgment that could come upon us and our children, when thou holdest thyself so still, and also on this special day, that not one would be pricked in their heart, but, ach, Lord, thou art a great God, and thou hast promised that thy word shall not return void unto thee. Uncover false foundations, but remember also thy children. There can be many questions, there can be many riddles, and so much ignorance. But, on the day of Pentecost, it is true, on the day of the resurrection, then thou wast opened their understanding. But, on the day of Pentecost, then thou wast granted that great light to fall upon the work of a triune God, also the precious mediatorial work of thy dear Son, and then the mouth of the apostles was opened to declare the wonderful works of the Lord. Lord, we commend unto thee thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth. May on this special day, may there be a rich ingathering. Remember the established churches, the persecuted church, the Jewish people, and all mission work. Then we commend the temporal needs and blessings of the congregation unto thee. Then it has pleased thee to grant unto a father and mother by renewal in their married life, that thou wast blessed them with a precious gift, a well-born little daughter. Ah, grant unto those parents a humble and a broken heart, that they may be given to sprinkle their little ones with their tears, on the one hand, because of thy mercy, also a deep impression, another soul entrusted unto them, a beginning, shall never cease to exist, born for a never-ending eternity, and may she be born to be born again. We commend unto thee the grandparents, the great-grandparents, with their added blessing and responsibility. Oh, do remember the barren. Oh, wilt thou continue to uphold them, and remember all the unborn. We commend unto thee the old father in the hospital. We may acknowledge thee that thou wast brought him through the surgery. Thus far thou wast made all things well. And now we humbly ask thee, wilt thou grant further healing, further strengthening, that in due time he may return to his dear wife. Wilt thou also uphold her when they are separated, and, O Lord, above all, that in their old age, that thou may use this solemn calling for the saving of their souls. Oh, may it please thee in this very day, that it may become Pentecost. We commend unto thee all those under the physician's care. The circumstances are known unto thee. Surround them with thy care and thy compassion. Remember the difficulties of the body, of the mind. We remember the handicapped with those that care for them. Lord, wilt thou continue to uphold all the mourning ones, widowers, widows, orphans, those that have brought children, other dear ones to the cemetery. Wilt thou remember them? And oh, in our family circles, when there are no empty places in the immediate families, may we be given to appreciate one another and to acknowledge thee for thy sparing hand. Lord, remember all our elderly ones and their lonely station at the moment. Wilt thou remember them for body and for soul? Remember those that care for them. We remember prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. And now, Lord, in this morning hour, then we humbly ask of thee for thy gracious help. O, anoint us with thy Holy Spirit, that we may be given to proclaim the wonderful works of the Lord on the day of Pentecost. Thou knowest that without thee we cannot do anything. May our eyes be upon thee. And then we commend all the listeners unto thee, all those that may have a place in thy house. May it please thee to go from bench to bench, and not so many benches, but may it be an unforgettable service. But wilt thou also visit all the homes? Wilt thou then go from dwelling to dwelling and do a great work amongst us, that it may be heard that sons and daughters are born in Zion? Ah, Lord, may then the outgoing of the service be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. We ask it in the pardoning of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 389, the stanzas 5 and 6. Lord, save me from my foe. To thee for help I flee. Teach me thy way to know. I have no God but thee. By thy good spirit led from trouble and distress, my erring feet shall tread the path of uprightness. The extra Pentecost collection today is for the mission. Psalter 389, 5 and 6. in this morning hour with the help of the Lord. And then we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Acts 2, the verses 5, 6, 7, and 8. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. And now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, "Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And now hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born." Our text words speak the wonderful work of the Holy Spirit noised abroad, with three thoughts. In the first place, the event of this wonderful work. In the second place, the marveling concerning this wonderful work. And in the third place, the question concerning this wonderful work. The wonderful work of the Holy Spirit noised abroad. The event of this wonderful work, the marveling concerning this wonderful work, and in the third place, the question concerning this wonderful work. Beloved congregation, then we read in the first verse of this chapter, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come." Oh, what a comfort for a waiting church. We have heard on the past Lord's Day that a church was gathered together in one accord with prayer and supplication in an upper room. That church was exercised with the promise which Christ has given unto them before his suffering and death, but also before he ascended into heaven. And now for that church in that upper room, they were administered out of the fullness of Christ at the right hand of the Father, and they received the spirit of prayer and of supplication. Then that church has waited for 10 days. Oh, I hope that there are souls in the congregation, that there are waiting souls. And in that time of waiting, how much is learned by the true child of God, lessons which cannot be learned elsewhere. But oh, what a comfort for a waiting church. And now the day was fully come. That was the decree time from the never-begun eternity, because I read in Isaiah 46, verse 10, that the Lord knows everything, the end from the beginning, saying, "My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my good pleasure." Oh, it was the promised time, and shall the Lord say it? Shall he not do it? Is he a God that should repent? I read in Numbers 23, verse 19. And know the Lord is faithful to his word. Then it was also a prayed for time We have heard it in the past week, and how that time was fully come, and then there is none that can hinder that time. I, the Lord, will work, and who shall let it? I read in Isaiah 43, verse 13. And then the day of Pentecost, it was one of the three great feasts among the children of Israel, when the Israelites, when they were called upon to set their face toward Jerusalem, at least all the men, the boys over 12 years, think of Luke 2. Then the Lord Jesus has also come to the temple, and when it was possible, then the mothers, the families would go. When we think of the Old Testament congregation, then now you can realize a little how it was with the children of Israel. Three times in a year to go up to God's house. It's not so often. And they could not listen along like we and our children still can. Thus, what a privileged people we are. It's true at the moment. Not possible. And I hope that in this morning there might have been some humbling, low thoughts given to consider the privilege that you may have a place in God's house, and may there have come up souls, be souls in their dwellings in this day, that you have begged the Lord for the blessings of Pentecost, and that in this day there may be a great ingathering. Those three feasts, the feast of Passover, that was at the beginning of harvest, when the first sheaves were brought to Jerusalem. Then Pentecost was 50 days later, and then the first loaves, two loaves, they were to be baked. They were to be brought for the service of the Lord, and where the other sacrifices were sacrificed. And now on that special feast we read in our text, now there were dwelling, that means that have gathered. We have heard the names of all those nations. Oh, the wonderful and special providence of the Lord, that on this day, on this important feast, that they would be gathered from all countries, and that they would be converted, and that they would return to their country and tell of the wonderful things they have seen and what they have experienced. And now we read, and there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men. That means they were sincere, pious, religious, thus not careless. The service of the Lord had a special place, it is true. There was very much ignorance concerning the way of salvation. They have even cried, it is true also, they did not understand the enmity of the natural heart. Oh, then it was necessary, but they were pious Jews. How is that in our life, congregation? Are we sincere? Does the Bible have a large place in our life? Is it our prayer when we open the Bible, Lord, what art thou saying unto us? Can it be seen that we are reformed, that we are a separate people? But let us remember pious people. They also need to be converted. They need to receive a new heart and to learn that all our piousness, because it all centers around self, still a blessing when God's word still makes an impression. But that pious people, do you know what 3,000 have experienced? that their piousness all fell away, and that they have become a great sinner before the Lord. And now it was the Lord's time. As a fruit of the exaltation of the Lord Jesus Christ, Christ has said to his disciples it was expedient that he would depart, that he may send the Comforter. And then we read, suddenly, unexpectedly, it is true, upon prayer and supplication. Oh, it cannot be different on that first day of the week that the church, they have cried mightily unto the Lord that it would be the day for the fulfillment of the promise. And then suddenly and unexpectedly, because we read in our text that these things, that they were noised abroad. And then we read that there was a sound as of a rushing mighty wind. Does not say that there was a mighty wind, but we would say the sound of a hurricane or a tornado, and that that noise was heard by all those dwellers in Jerusalem. And now the wind is a beautiful type of the Holy Spirit, both in the Hebrew and in the Greek language, the word for breath, for spirit and wind, that is the same word. And has Jesus not said unto Nicodemus in John 3:8, the wind listeth where it willeth, thou hearest the sound thereof, thou canst not tell whence it cometh, whether it goeth, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. Oh, that wind that is irresistible, when the Lord sends a hurricane or a tornado, then to say it, there is nothing that can withstand that wind, so is the work of the Holy Spirit. Oh, that is an irresistible work. And when the Lord works by His Spirit, then a sinner, whether in the world a prodigal son or a pious people gathered at Jerusalem, then a sinner is given to fall, and then they are given to bow. Oh, then concerning that wind, we shall not explain it all in this morning hour. Then it is directed by the Lord. Then the Lord sends the north, the south wind, as I read in the Song of Solomon 4:16. Also cloven tongues as a fire, and fire in the word of God. That is a symbol of the Lord's presence, also of His majesty, of His justice. A fire grants warmth, it grants light. And then we read that they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. That does not mean that those 120 gathered there, that they were not possessors of the Holy Ghost. Already in the Old Testament, how often we read of the work of the Spirit, think in the first verses of the Bible, the second verse, that the Spirit moved upon the face of the waters. Do we not read in Psalm 51 and Isaiah of the Holy Spirit and of His works, as David not said in Psalm 51, take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Then also the prophets in the Old Testament, they were led by the Holy Spirit to proclaim the counsel of God. Oh, in the Old Testament, then it was the work of the Spirit, virtue, the mediatorial work of Christ Jesus, which He would do in the New Testament, that sinners were converted. But now in the New Testament, when we read that they were filled with the Holy Spirit, oh, do we not also read on the evening of the resurrection that Jesus has breathed on them that they may receive the Holy Spirit. But now on the day of Pentecost, they have received the richer measure, received the knowledge of the third person of the divine Trinity as the sealer of their salvation. Oh, when we read that they were filled with the Holy Spirit, then the Spirit has enlightened especially the apostles and given that freedom and liberty to declare the wonderful works of the Lord. And now in Jerusalem, so many people gathered, and they were gathered under solemn circumstances. We also live in serious times. But think of what has taken place when Christ was crucified. That at dinner time, for 3 hours, it has become completely dark. That would happen in our day, boys and girls. Then how afraid you would be. Then I think you would go to father and mother and say, Father and mother, has the world now come to an end? And is it too late now for me to receive a new heart and to be converted? Then I think that many families would cry. We think of the earthquake at the crucifixion, at the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the great earthquake with the resurrection. Then when those people have come to Jerusalem, how that must have been the talk of the day, and that they have asked those dwellers at Jerusalem, could you tell us what has now exactly taken place? What has taken place on Calvary's Hill? Thus the day of Pentecost was preceded with very solemn happenings. And now likewise, how the Lord has spoken, not with a natural earthquake, with the coronavirus, has an earthquake not one upon the whole world, that the whole earth was given to shake, one place more than another. How much there has been spoken about the virus and the consequences, what it concerns for daily bread. You think of the sick, the mourning. And the Lord has been so good to put a fiery wall round about us. Thus, in that respect, many similarities between us and our children and those devout Jews. They were sincere. They were given to think about these things. They were not careless. It is true. We have heard it. Sometimes devout Jews, to settle their conscience, maybe they mock, to cover their feelings. Nevertheless, many similar circumstances. And what a wonder it would be if the Lord would use all those callings together with His Word, that He would give a Pentecost, a special revival, that the Lord would fulfill by renewal, has done it so oftentimes, the prophecy of Joel in Joel 2, sons and daughters that would be given to prophesy. That means to be given to speak, even boys and girls, what they were experiencing in their heart, young men to see visions, old men to see dreams. Thus, in a special way for people, families, the congregation, to be busy with the things of the Lord. And now on the day of Pentecost, they have heard the noise of a mighty rushing wind, and then the multitude has come where that room was exactly, but it is evident that it was not so far from the temple. And then the people have come together to see what was taking place. Our second thought, the marveling concerning this wonderful work, than the wonderful work of the Lord that cannot remain hidden. Oh, it is true. I read in Psalm 83 of those hidden ones. Is there a soul that knows what is to be a hidden one? Congregation can only remain hidden so far, so long. Between husband and wife, between children and the congregation, because by their fruits ye shall know them. And now the multitude has come together with the noise of that rushing wind and with those cloven tongues of fire sat upon the church. And then we read in our text words, and now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded. And in verse 7, and they were all amazed and marveled. Does that word all in the Bible, that means the very greatest part. Thus, among that people that have gathered from all the nations, different parts of the world, many have made such a great journey. And then in the morning hour, when the sacrifices were sacrificed at 9 o'clock, then when it was told that something very special, very remarkable has happened, that did not leave the people cold, untouched, but they were moved and they marveled. May also in this day, under the wonderful proclamation of the Word of God, may we not stay untouched. Oh, after so many weeks, when you may have a place in God's house, may it be a special and an unforgettable service. And now that people, they were amazed and they were given to marvel. It is true, only to marvel. That is not enough. It is a blessing. Wonder, we may still be touched, still an impression, that we remain not cold under the callings of the Lord and under His speaking, but only marveling is too short to appear before our Maker. Because what was necessary for that people, that they would be pricked in their heart to become partaker of the precious work of the Holy Spirit. Nevertheless, when the Lord works by His Holy Spirit, and that is personally family congregation, even more so in a richer measure, but now with the work of the Holy Spirit, then there shall be a marveling concerning our own life, but also a marveling concerning our fellow man. Oh, when the Lord works with His Holy Spirit, then we are given to marvel at the special providence of the Lord. Then we are given to marvel at the Lord's goodness, at His mercy, that we may still have a place upon the earth. Then we are given to marvel at the Lord's wonderful creation, because when the Lord works by His Spirit, then we are given to see that it all comes from above. And then there are times that the smallest becomes so great. Think of Peter in Luke 5 verse 8. One day they fished the whole night and they caught nothing. And Jesus is commanded to cast out their nets by renewal. And then their nets start to break. And then we read that Peter saw it. Oh, when the Lord starts to work, then we are given to marvel at all our sins, all the sins that we have committed. Then the Lord brings us back. And then it becomes a wonder that for such a sinner, we may still have a place upon the earth. Oh, when the Lord works, then there is such a marveling. Then that people become such a riddle. Then they have so many questions. They have troubles that they never had before. Temptations, trouble with the devil. Oh, think of Rebecca. In Genesis 25, verse 22, after 20 years, then they were expecting twins. And then for Rebecca, with those two nations, they struggled. And then she says, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. Oh, what a riddles there can be with the people that is wrought upon by the Holy Spirit, that with all their striving, with all their repentance, then they learn sins that they have never even considered sins before. That tender fear of the Lord. Then that people are the work of the Spirit, that is such an astonishing work that people cannot understand it, but they know that it has all become different. Oh, what they used to love, they now hate. And what they used to hate, they now love. Has that now taken place in our life? Has there in beginning been that marveling? And that continues. The closer that the child may live to his God, the more marveling it shall be. And that the earth still bears them, and that the heaven still covers them, that they may still have a place upon the earth. Then there can be a marveling that on another Lord's Day, that there may be an opportunity to come up to the courts of the Lord, that the Lord still calls unto them, that they may be converted. Oh, what a marveling there is in the life of a child of God, where when they do less sin, they only become a greater sinner, that they find that in this flesh that dwelleth no good. Oh, then for such a sinner, that they may still have a place upon the earth. But oh, is there not a marveling in the life of a child of God, when more and more they are cut off of their works, that they learn that by the works of the law no sinner can be saved. Oh, when the gospel may be opened, oh, later in this chapter, then the apostles, they have preached the unsearchable riches of Christ. Then what a marveling there is, because the work of the Holy Spirit, it is to exalt Christ in the midst of the church and in the heart of sinners. Oh, when we consider Christmas, that is the feast of the Father, because I read in John 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Oh, Christmas, that is God with us. And now Easter, that is the feast of the Son, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. There it is declared, God for us. But now the glorious day of Pentecost, that is the feast of the Holy Spirit, where he was poured out. And that declares God in us. And now it is the work of the Holy Spirit. We read thereof in John 16, verse 14, He shall glorify me, he shall receive of mine, and show it unto you. Oh, on the day of Pentecost, then the Holy Spirit would be poured out, that exalted Christ, that he may be portrayed in the midst of a lost multitude. And now for a child of God, oh, when the gospel may be opened, and that without money and without price, when that way may be declared, when they may be given to behold him who was white and ruddy, oh, what a marveling there then is. Then he is the fairest among the children of men. Young and old, have we ever learned to marvel at the things of the Lord in our own life? Or, oh, may that take place today. But when the Lord works with the Spirit, then there is also a marveling concerning our fellow man. And things become so different. Maybe between husband and wife, that the one becomes so quiet. Life has become different, that the spouse wonders what is going on. Is there something wrong with our marriage? That the one likes to be secluded, secret places. Oh, do their best to hide it when they have cried to wash their face. But that the one is given to marvel until it can no longer be hidden. That husband and wife declares, oh, that they are so unconverted, and that there is one thing needful, not to despise the things here below. Oh no, when the Lord works, then we are given to see that it is all undeserved. A marveling of one another can be with a son and daughter. Maybe books missing off the bookshelf. Not bad books, of course. We must not have bad books in our house. But religious books. And this one is missing. Then that one is missing. With sons and daughters, that it becomes so different. Perhaps that friends come, that a son and daughter maybe first make an excuse, does not work out, of course, must not go to bad places. May we be kept. We must be a separate people, of course, when we have God's word, and outwardly, not so much it have to change, but that we tell our friends that we have no time until finally we can no longer keep quiet, and that the friends are given to marvel when their friend is given to say and to warn and to speak of the precious service of the Lord, when they are given to openly declare that they have made that good choice, that they have cast their lot with the people of God, they have become their companions. Oh, when that people is given to tell them of the blessedness of the service of the Lord, we read in our text that they were all amazed and that they were given to marvel and that they were given to speak to one another. Marveling at one another that we are given to see. Oh, maybe boys and girls, that when father comes home, that they say, Father, how come that mother cries so much? Or that the boys and girls say, how come everything has become different, that we may not do everything we could used to do? And that the Bible has received such a large place can be with young daughters when they are called to babysit. that they are given to read a good book to the children or to teach them a psalter. Oh, when the Lord works, it is true, they still had to be pricked in their heart. But at that people, and when the Lord truly works, then there shall be a marveling in the church, then there shall be a marveling of the world, because then the church is the salt of the earth and the light upon the hill. Oh, when the Lord works, then we learn what we need, and then we learn we are exercised with our fellow man. Ah, for the church that was gathered with that mighty noise of as of a wind, and those cloven tongues of a fire, and they were given to speak with different tongues. That is our third thought. Let us first sing. Psalter 397, the stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 4. O Lord, Thou art my God and King, and I will ever bless Thy name. I will extol Thee every day and evermore Thy praise proclaim. And what follows, 397, the first four stanzas.
Thank you.
The wonderful works of the Holy Spirit noised abroad. The event of this wonderful work, the marveling concerning this wonderful works, and then we repeated congregation, marveling by itself, that is not sufficient. A work in the conscience, still a blessing, when we remain not hard, but we need to be pricked in the heart. And now our third thought, the question concerning this wonderful work. And then we read, and they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, thus, that people that have gathered at Jerusalem was not only an inward marveling, but it was so great that they have spoken one to another. Still a blessing. When in the family circles of fathers and mothers seek for that bond around God's Word when your children are young. And then what a blessing it is when there are still questions asked, when there is spoken about what was heard in church and concerning the Scriptures. And now they have asked one another, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? 12 apostles, there were 12 now. The 12th one has been chosen to take the place of Judas. And now they have come from all different parts of the world, the known world. And it is true, the main language was Greek. And many nationalities they spoke could understand that language. But they also had their native language, and ask our older ones that native language, that also retains a special place. And perhaps there were those that had difficulty understanding Greek, and now the apostles, endued with power from on high, with the liberty of the Holy Spirit, with such a joy to be given to declare the wonderful works of the Lord. And now that people from different nationalities, we have read those many names from different places, then they were given to hear the message of law and gospel in their native tongue. And then it was clear they have heard it, that these preachers, they were Galileans. They have not went to a university and studied other languages. And now on the day of Pentecost, when it was fully come, then they were given to declare in those different tongues, and that word speak in the original, that means in a clear and a concise manner. Then they were given to marvel at the wonderful works of the Lord. Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And now, hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born. Thus on the day of Pentecost, boys and girls, you know it in Babel, then there have come all the different languages. And now on the day of Pentecost, then to a certain sense, somewhat rectified, oh, in heaven, there the church shall all speak the same language. Thus they have spoken in different tongues. What do you think, congregation? Does that still happen in our day? Or was that a wonder only on the day of Pentecost? It is true. concerning that special gift of speaking languages that was given in the Pentecostal time. When we have a missionary, also when one goes to Bolivia, then they have to take language training, very difficult for the one easier, the other harder. But now concerning what has taken place on the day of Pentecost, what do you think? Does that still take place in the church? Has that ever taken place in our life? That we heard a speaking in different tongues. When the Lord converts us, and when the Lord begins that good and precious work of a Spirit in our hearts, then we shall experience the same thing. Then we shall hear the minister speak or the elder read, not in a different language, but if we may say it so, in a different tongue. And then we can be amazed and marveled. And then we can even ask, why was that never told me before? Why did he not preach or read in such a serious way before? Then we hear the message, a different tongue. Because then by the work of the Holy Spirit, then that message is brought home. Even happened before that a person has come into church and that during the week he went to visit someone that maybe that knew the elder or minister well, and that such a one has asked, how come you have told my life? Because then that people are given to hear a different tongue. Then they are given to hear what they have experienced during the week proclaimed from the pulpit. Then there can be that marveling, how does he now know what lives in my heart? How does he know that I am such a great sinner? Then we are given to hear a different tongue. Then it all becomes new. And then, there can also be that marveling, of course. We must never leave our place empty in church unlawfully. But when the Lord works with the Spirit, then can also be in a family. Alas, hope it's not so in your family. But when there's church, maybe during the week, that a husband, a wife, got to remind each other this church tonight, or the youth. But when the Lord works with the Spirit, then you do not have to remind. Then you do not have to tell that they have to hasten to get ready, no. Then there is a longing because then in the church, they have heard a new tongue. And that tongue declares in the first place that they are lost. They are sinners, traveling on that broad way to destruction, and that they need to be converted. They are given to hear the tongue of that hastening, of the shortness of life, only a step between us and death. Then the weight of our never-dying soul that weighs heavenly. Then with that new tongue, then they are given to hear the blessedness of that people of God. They are given to believe it. And then they receive that vehement desire that they may join themselves to that people. When the Lord works concerning that new tongue, that is not only in the beginning, but that is each time by renewal. Because the true child of God, they are given to listen especially and understand that tongue as far as they have experienced it. And then there comes a time that the wagon stands still. Can be a blessing for a child of God. Oh, when they hear that tongue of what they have experienced, when God's word may be expounded. But then when there is spoken of those further leadings, that is a tongue that they do not understand. Oh, with their mind they try to grasp it, but they do not understand it with their heart. And now when it pleases the Lord to lead further, then each time by renewal, then they are given to hear a different tongue. Then sometime in their foolishness they think that there is preached different. But that is not necessarily so. It can be, but not necessarily so. It is because before they have not understood and they have not experienced it. Oh, what a new tongue it is when for a needy, for a guilty, and a lost sinner that does not know how to be converted, afraid that he must go to hell, and yet a people that loves the Lord. Oh, and that precious gospel, when it may be preached and when it may be applied, then they are given to listen with a new tongue. Has that ever happened in our life, congregation? That we have heard a new tongue. But connected with that, of course, is that such a one also receive new ears. That's closely connected with that speaking, hearing, in new tongues. Then that people, they are given to listen so attentively, and then it becomes so different. Oh, if you look in their inner chamber, then they also speak. They have heard, but they are given to speak with new tongues. Then you hear the publican out of Luke 18, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Oh, we could mention many examples that people have heard in new tongues, but that they are also given to speak with another tongue. In James 3, apostles given to speak of what an unruly member the tongue is. But now when the Spirit works, and oh, for an uncovered sinner, what a burden and what a sin that becomes, the sin of their tongue and also their silence. But oh, then hear that people in the inner chamber. What an example we have in the Bible. Think of Manasseh, 2 Chronicles 33. Filled the city of Jerusalem with blood. He heard the prophet speak, but he killed them. But then he was in prison. And then there came a time that Manasseh, by the work of the Holy Spirit, that he was given to speak in different tongues. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord was God. he was given to bow. Think of Saul on the way to Damascus. Then he was given, oh, he was pious. Read Philippians 3. Hebrew of the Hebrews. Saul thought if anyone would go to heaven, it would be him. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He heard a special voice. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Think of the thief on the cross. He reviled and mocked with the other thief. But then he became quiet. Dost thou not fear God, seeing we are in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, but this man has done nothing amiss. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. What a different tongue that was on Calvary's hill. Oh, we could mention many more examples. I think of the travelers to Emmaus when their heart began to burn. Then they have returned, the Lord is risen indeed. Think of Thomas, except they see the print of his nails. I will never believe, but all when the Lord has shown him. My Lord and my God. And now hear we, every man in our own tongue, wherein we are born, the wonderful works of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. And then we repeated an outward marveling and being amazed. That is too short. We need to be pricked in our heart. Nevertheless, when the Spirit works richly, mightily in a soul, the midst of a family, the midst of a congregation, then there shall be that marveling, that be an astonishment at the wonderful, the irresistible, loving work of the Holy Spirit. May the prayers be multiplied on this day, that those works may be experienced in the hearts of us and our children, for us as families, first time that we have commemorated Pentecost under these circumstances, where most of the family circles are called to be in their home, to listen along. The Lord is speaking in a special way. May it please Almighty God in this day that there may be much marveling, much amazement, but that there may be more, that we may be given to hear in another tongue that we have ever heard before, that an arrow of the king may penetrate our heart, and that we may become poor sinners but people of God. The day of Pentecost, that is the feast of fullness, where the church that was gathered, that they were filled with the Holy Spirit, led further, receive such clear light upon the meritorial work of Christ Jesus as the way to the Father, receive the knowledge of the third person in the Trinity as the sealer of their salvation. And then, what a blessing it is when the children of God may also be given to speak with a new tongue. Oh, it can be sometime in the life of a child of God that their speech betrays them, that with their tongue, that they speak further than they are led. On the other hand, not so bad, because when it is full, then the cup runneth over, and then the child needs further light. May it be the prayer in this day of which we read of the bride in the Song of Solomon 4, verse 16. Awake, O north wind, and come, thou south wind, blow upon my garden, that the spices thereof may flow out. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, thou wast done great, amazing, and wonderful things on the day of Pentecost. And it is written in thy word, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we have heard out of thy word, whosoever shall call upon thy name shall be saved. May there be much calling in this day, and may it please thee to do a great work amongst us, that there may be a marveling, that there may be an amazement, and that there may be an ending in thee, that thou may receive all the honor and the glory, O Lord. Grant a prayer for one another. Wilt thou graciously watch over us in this day? Grant traveling mercies to and fro to those who may come up to thy house. Wilt thou remember all those that are called upon to remain in their dwellings? May thy special presence also be experienced there. Wilt thou gather us round about thy word in this evening hour? Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 427, the stanza 6 and 8. This is the day of full salvation, that God has made and sanctified. Come, let us voice our jubilation and triumph in the grace applied. The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. There will be a midweek service this coming Wednesday evening, June 3 at 7 p.m., with Reverend E.C. Adams officiating. Psalter 427, 6 and 8. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.